Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to invite back Art King, Director of Enterprise at Corning. Welcome, Art. Welcome back.
Thank you, Allison. It's good to be here.
So, Art, the last time you were on the program, you were on with SpiderCloud, and it sounds like some exciting news happened with SpiderCloud. Do you want to just start there?
Yeah, sure. Last summer, we were acquired by Corning, and we've joined the Corning Optical Communications Division, and we're part of the overall cellular portfolio. The addition of our technology to the Corning family allows a total end-to-end solution for the enterprise of signal source, optical cables, various other industrial strength protection for harsh environments, and actual distributed antenna systems, and a whole optical infrastructure that can be transported inside a building.
Now, we've talked before about the solutions you're delivering with enterprise radio access networks, or ERAN. Recently, you joined Intel Network Builder's new network edge ecosystem. Tell me about why this is so critical as you look at the radio access network ecosystem, that there's specific collaboration right now on that network edge, and where are you seeing the industry flowing in terms of delivery of solutions?
So within the radio access network for the last few years, it's been a telecom play where you really need to socialize solutions, and you've seen the development of many solutions within mobile edge computing initiatives under ETSI. But you haven't seen the growth take off within the service provider community. And in part, it's just because the decision is extremely large when you're thinking about national infrastructure. And in the U.S., we've had the emergence of CBRS, now being rebranded as ONGO, which is a spectrum that's being set aside for use by enterprises and service providers that is really not owned by anybody in particular. And you have access to spectrum very similar to Wi-Fi. And for us, what's exciting about this is instead of having two customers per country, you can have thousands of customers per country because enterprises will be able to buy RAN equipment if they have technology needs that fit the connectivity profile of LTE. They'll be able to actually acquire equipment, light up services for themselves. And it should be a breakout moment for edge computing because many of the apps that have been developed that haven't been deployed will be able to start finding homes very quickly in a lot of the enterprises that have a forward-looking vision that really want to get a lot more computing at the edge of their architecture.
Now, it's nice to be in an industry and offering a number of solutions when something like this type of breakthrough happens. Tell me about how Corning is expecting to take advantage of this in terms of the types of solutions that you're offering and where you're seeing great market impact today.
We're seeing a huge amount of market interest in private LTE in particular. That's even before it launches, because, you know, for ONGO to launch, the final FCC and Department of Defense approvals need to, you know, complete. But we're, I think, well on the way in the process in the industry. But even prior to the availability of it, there's a lot of people just reaching out and saying, we are very interested in deploying this technology to solve our problem in this vertical market. And that is something that's extremely unusual because in the past, there's been no acquisition path for radio equipment because it's tended to be only sold to licensed spectrum holders and not to any business off the street. And the ONGO strategy really flips that on its head and allows the acquisition directly.
Fantastic. Now, I know that earlier this year, you won an award associated with accelerating deployments. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we've developed some cloud-based services that take a lot of labor out of the deployment process. We're a learning organization in many ways. And as we got the first couple hundred systems out in the field, we partnered with our system integrators to understand, you know, what the issues were on deployment and where their pain points were. And in conjunction with both our operator customers and the system integrators, we developed a cloud platform to allow the SIs to take a lot of labor out of the process in advance of deployment and really put systems out and then walk through a building and do the final configuration work instead of having to do a lot of unboxing and pre-staging in advance of the deployment. So it's really a way to enable more systems to be deployed at a faster pace with a whole lot less, shall we say, less value-added labor involved.
Congratulations on that. I know that you've expanded your portfolio of solutions recently. Can you tell me about some of the new offerings that you're delivering and why you've chosen these areas to deliver new capabilities?
Our newest offering, paradoxically, is not so much a product. It is a direct enterprise sales strategy. So not surprisingly, because the majority of radio access network equipment has been sold to mobile operators in the past, you didn't need anything in the way of channels, because you just had a few customers per country. And when we were acquired by Corning, we saw this massive opportunity with hundreds of people that do direct sales to VARs and channel partners and enterprises, that as we evolved and the operators started letting enterprises who had the money self-enable with cellular technology for their networks, the whole availability of the Corning sales force and all the channels created a huge opportunity for us. So our direct sales to the enterprise is the most significant change or strategy that we've got now, because it really unleashes people who couldn't have a business case that worked for the operator to provide a solution to them to improve services. And it's a significant market shift, and it allows enterprise architects who think cellular is important to actually add it into their infrastructure at will.
Now, Art, one final question for you. I'm sure that we've piqued folks' interests about the SpiderCloud's offerings. Can you tell us where they can go for more information and what you're doing with the rest of the industry to drive innovation for next generation solutions?
We can be reached at spidercloud.com. There's plenty of information there, along with contact information for any of us. And we are partnering with and participate in the Small Cell Forum that are driving the small cell business, both indoors and outdoors. We're part of the CBRS Alliance, which is driving the 3.5 gigahertz licensed spectrum. We participate in the Multi-Fire Alliance, which is driving the LTE and DeSolian unlicensed spectrum. We are very active in the industry, and we are looking at a fairly bright and interesting future with 5G, because there's so much optical skills within the Corning organization, because fiber optics was essentially invented within Corning. All the skill with connectors and optical infrastructure is going to come back into the SpiderCloud product portfolio and really allow us to take a very good leap into the 5G universe.
Thanks so much for being on the program today. It's always a delight to have you.
Thank you, Allison. It's my pleasure.